I will say, this week we have the great zchus to read the parsha of Shlach. And in this dramatic and incredible parsha, we read of the chit miraklim, the sin of the spies. What, at first glance, appears as a pretty good idea to go ahead and send miraklim, to go ahead and send spies, righteous men, to scout out the land. Ultimately, again, to figure out what strategy Klal Yisrael should use to conquer the land, we know quickly unravels in a dramatic and catastrophic way. The report is disastrous. Klal Yisrael accepts it, and the end of the story, of course, results in the death of the Meraglim and the 40-year exile in the desert. And Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, the Kotzker, points out something so amazing. Points out the fact the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. The Meraklim come back and they say, Vayisapru lo vayom rabbanu ala aretz asher shalachtanu vegam zavas chalav udavashi bezeh piryo. So the Meraklim come back and they say, Moshe, you're right. Here's the report. The report is the land that you told us to check out. Indeed, it does flow with milk and honey, and it has abundant fruit. And here are the fruits of the land. Remember again, the Meraglim brought back of the fruits of the land. They brought back of the fruits of the land. And then the pasuk goes on. So up until then, everything is absolutely fine. Efes, ki az ha'am ha'yoshe baretz varim b'tzuras gidolos ma'od v'gam yilidei anak ra'inu sham. But they said, but, the nations who live there are very strong. The cities are fortified. We've seen giants. They go on to go ahead and discuss. Amalek is there. The Chiti is there. The Yevusi is there. The Amori is there. Essentially saying that it's true. While it flows with milk and honey, while it is a beautiful land that produces incredible fruit, but there are enemies there that we cannot overcome. The people there, the inhabitants, the indigenous nations are too strong. And therefore, ultimately, again, we will be unable to go up. That Efes, but the nation who lives there is strong, very strong. Amalek, the Yevusi. So the Kotzker says as follows, and I'll quote you his words. He says, Hayim shakru hameraglim, hayim badu malibam dvaram shalo hayum. So the Kotzker asked the question that many of the commentaries ask, which is, I don't understand. The miraklim get such a bad rap for their report. But if you analyze the details of their report, they didn't say anything false. They reported what they saw. That's what they were asked to do. They were asked to scout the land, they were asked to spy out the land, and they were asked to come back and tell Moshe, Aaron, and the people that which they saw. Did they make anything up? Did they invent new details? And at first glance, the answer would be 1,000% no. They reported what they saw. Remember, if you're Moshe Rabbeinu and you're sending these miraglim, whenever you ask someone to report on something, you're relying on their interpretation. You're relying on their understanding. The miraglim didn't make anything up. They did not invent new information. They told it as they saw it. But here says the Kotzker something amazing. Ella, lo kol davar she'eno sheker hu emes. So the Kotzker says something amazing. Just because something is not false, just because it's not sheker, doesn't mean that it's emes. Just because it's not sheker, doesn't mean that it's emes. Doesn't mean that it's true. Adam sheno shakron, adayin eno ish emes. Just because I'm not a liar, doesn't mean that I am a person of truth. What does this mean? After all, again, we assume that sheker and emes are opposites. So if I'm not sheker, then by definition, I'm emes. And if I'm not emes, if I'm not truth, then by definition, I'm sheker. But says the Kotzker, that's not necessarily true. Something could technically not be sheker, cannot be a falsehood. But that doesn't mean it's emes. That doesn't mean that it's truth. What does that mean? He says, ha emes eino kafi shi niras lifnim. Hinovas mimamke aleiv mimikoros emuna. Says the Kotzker something so amazing. The ability to perceive truth in this world, the ability to perceive emes, is not something that you could simply do with your eyes. It's something that you do with your soul. Emes is perceived with the neshama, with the soul, not the eyes. Emes ve'emuna holecha shluvei zra. Ve'in adam kona emes bekalus ubriyeshtachit. A person cannot acquire the attribute of emes, of truth. A person cannot see truth with just a superficial viewing. Elo be a gives amtus besechel betfuna. So what the Chatzker essentially says is something truly dramatic. Emes, truth, doesn't simply mean the absence of sheker. Emes, the ability to perceive truth, occurs when a person is rooted in a life of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is rooted in a life of Torah, in a life of mitzvos, then they're able to see true emes. They're able to see absolute truth. But if you're not rooted in a life of ruchnius, if you're not rooted in a life of avodas Hashem, if you're not rooted in a life of spirituality, then even though I'm not chas v'shalom trying to lie, I'm not trying to distort the truth, I am avoiding sheker, I'm not saying anything false, but I may not have arrived at emes. You see, says the Kasker, the sin of the Meraglim is that they approached the mission wrong. See, their mission was a very simple one. We're going into the land because God told us we're going into the land. We're going to conquer the land because Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to conquer the land. Our job is not to weigh in on God's abilities. Our job is to figure out the best way to put in our hishtadlus, our human effort. The problem was that's not the way they perceived their mission. They perceived their mission on weighing in as to whether or not this was a good idea. Weighing in as to whether or not God could do this. Weighing in as to whether or not the hand of God was powerful enough to counter the effects of the Yevusi, of the Chiti, of the Amaleki. In fact, even remember again what Kalev says. Kalev says to them, Vayomar alona alevi arashnu osa ki yachol nuchala. Kalev says to Nachlim, What are you doing? God told us we can do it. If God told us we can do it, that's not the shayla. That's not the question for us to ponder over here. This is not a question of if. This is a question of how. But the problem was because the Meraglim approached this with the wrong hashkafa, with the wrong outlook. They were not rooted in the right system of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though in their hearts they were not reporting sheker. They were not lying. They were not twisting. They were not perverting the truth. It's true. They didn't say sheker, but they also didn't say MS, because MS truth could only be perceived and could only be understood by those who are firmly rooted in a life of service of God, in a life of Torah, in a life of mitzvos, in a life of spiritual pursuit and growth. If I don't have that, even if I'm not actively trying to engage in sheker falsehood, I still may never arrive at MS. And herein lies the truly catastrophic tragedy of the Meraglim. Good men who did not set out to do evil, who did not intend to do evil. Good men who, unfortunately, because they approached the situation with the wrong hashkafas, the wrong life outlook, the wrong spiritual orientation, were unable to see MS, were unable to see the truth for what it is, for what it was. And we're only able to see their own version of things. And this concept serves as such a fundamental lesson for so many things in Yiddishkeit. You know, the Torah, Halacha, Chazal are filled with mandates to us, right? That we have to judge our friend, Lekaf Sechos, give people the benefit of the doubt. Anything that happens called the Avid Rachmana, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Letav Avid, is for good. Judaism always tries to get us to look at things and relook at things and relook at things and relook at things. Whether it's relooking at other people, giving people the benefit of the doubt, giving God the benefit of the doubt, and recognizing that all that He does is for good, giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt, looking with an ayin tova, good eye at ourselves. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, Chazal, the Gemara, all understood that sometimes in life, we're unable to see MS for what it is. We think we know the truth. We think that we have a handle on things. I think that I've sized you up. I've sized the situation up. I've sized God up. I got it all figured out. But there's only one problem. Whereas even though I'm not intentionally engaging in Sheker, I still may not have arrived at MS. This is the takeaway from the Meraglim. We have to work very hard to root ourselves in a proper lifestyle. A lifestyle of holiness, a lifestyle of Kiddusha, a lifestyle of perpetual growth. A lifestyle that has allegiance and fidelity to Torah and mitzvos. A lifestyle where we pledge our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just lip service, but literally give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to figure out each and every day what we can do to come closer to Him and be better in our roles as Jews. And what's the reward for all of that? What's the reward? The reward is that you get proper eyesight, proper vision in this world. The reward is that you're able to see what is truly MS and what is Sheker. Not just what is Sheker and what's not Sheker, but the ability to see what is MS and what is Sheker. And when you have that vision, when you have the ability to discern between that which is MS, that which is Sheker, the world is a different place. Your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a different relationship. Your relationship with your fellow man is dramatically different when you're able to discern that profound difference between MS and Sheker. Many times the Torah tells us stories so that we know what to do and what to emulate. And many times the Torah HaKadosha tells us stories so that we know what not to do and what to avoid. The Meraglim is the tragic story of good men who just simply were not rooted in the right lifestyle, who are not rooted in the right life outlooks, who are not rooted in the right spiritual framework. And as a result, we're unable to see MS, what is truly true in this world. May we be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to learn from their mistakes, and may we be privileged mi'artz Hashem to gain that beautiful spiritual eyesight, that beautiful ocular clarity, and live lives where we could truly discern the difference between Sheker and find the koach to appreciate that which is truly MS. Wishing everyone a wonderful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.